Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May you be blessed today as you consider the Word of God. This morning I would like to give a little thought on Jesus taking on the crown of thorns. After Jesus had been tried in the trial, and the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees had cried out, "Crucify him, crucify him." And they chose Barabbas to be released and not Jesus. A murderer set back free and the sinless one held as a prisoner. In John chapter 19, verse 1, the happened to this, Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. He whipped him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. And Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." And this morning, as we reflect of the trial of Christ, as we look into the thought of him in the garden praying, asking for a cup to be removed from him, Christ, the King, suffering, bleeding out with wounds, plaited with a crown of thorns. If you would consider with me this morning the crown of thorns. Most generally, when we think of thorns, we think of sharp, prickly and hurtful pointed pieces of wood from a bush or a tree, normally laced with a little poison to make it hurt even more after you're poked. And I have this question: why a crown of thorns? Have you ever considered the purpose of a crown of thorns? There may be more than one reason here, but I believe if we go back to Genesis, and we have the account of humans being created, of Adam being created, then Eve from Adam, and they were given the domain of the garden. They were given authority over all things. And they were given instruction. And also a directional comment to stay away from the tree of life or of good and evil. And as the serpent beguiled Eve, and then Adam also took of the fruit, sin came. And if we go to Genesis 3, let's look what the Lord said he was going to do. Verse 13 said, "And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is it? This that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of thy wife, and he hath eaten of the tree of which I had commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And then listen to this. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of the ground thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. If you follow along with this thought, the thorns and the thistles came. It was a curse upon the earth. The Lord cursed the ground to make it difficult for man because of sin. No more Garden of Eden. The Lord of glory, took the curse of sin upon him. He made a crown out of the fruit of the curse. It was put upon his head. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, crowned with thorns, the curse of sin. What a glory. What humility. And what great love. That our Savior has shown, he has shown his people that I have your backs. I have taken the curse. Now, if you will, consider these thoughts as you go by your day, as you may be tempted to eat from fruits of temptations, as you may be tempted to be angry or snap at your children or your spouse or your friends. God has called us to a higher calling, to humility, to brokenness, to peace, and love. The curse of the earth was set upon the crown, upon the head of the Savior as a crown. The curse of the earth and the curse of sin and the sting of death, death hath no more dominion. If you believe in the resurrection, you shall never die. Do you believe this? May the Lord receive the reward of his suffering. And God bless you.